Welcome to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. I'm Chris Abalo. No, I'm Candace Felt. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I am Candace, filling in for Chris, who has abandoned all of you tonight and left you in me and Norman's hands. So welcome, everyone. To get us off the ground, first and foremost, make sure you guys are all following the podcast on all the things. Cape Pod, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. Share them with your friends. Let them know how great this podcast is. Also, one day, the four of us, me, Norman, Chris, John, who you guys know, the three of us like to hang out with Chris occasionally, right? Like is like...
More like fourth.
We're going to write a book about all the stuff, and it's going to be called What the Hell Happened at Podcast Experiment. And we're going to put it on audible.com, but until we do that...
There's a lot of sex in it, too.
There's going to be obviously a lot of it. Like, a lot of it. Yeah. So until we write that book, though, and it goes up there, guys, there's over 180,000 books on audible.com that you can go check out. You can listen to it on basically any magical electronic device you have that plays things and has headphones.
As long as it's magic.
As long as it's magical. Don't come with no magic, right?
Yeah.
Don't. But you can get a free trial... a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial if you go to audible.com/cape. You can also check it out on capepod.com. Check out all the good sponsorship stuff. So
look at it.
Check it out, you guys.
Yeah.
Everyone loves books and not reading them because who wants to work, right?
I could be doing other things.
Obviously, like listening and coloring. I just visited my nieces. I just visited my small nieces and we did a lot of coloring. Like we colored.
Oh, I was waiting for you to go dirty with that one.
Well, I was going to, and then I was like, maybe it's early. Also, my mom's listening. So I had to kind of behave myself a little bit. Hey, Mom.
I'm
doing this thing. So as you guys can all hear, I am here with the fabulous, beautiful, wonderful Norman.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me here today as your guest.
Of course. I mean, thanks, Chris, for abandoning your viewers and listeners and letting me and Norman hang out and talk.
No one liked him anyways.
No.
Just that
no
weird guy,
one.
John.
Just that weirdo. Ew.
Oh, gross.
John is gross. So last time we were all together... We were all chatting about like tips to give to people that might want to come move to LA.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So Norman and I thought it would be really fun if we had a little chit chat about some discrepancies that may be happen occasionally, courtesy of Hollywood and the lovely things that Hollywood likes to teach us about LA. And then when you live here, you're like.
All the beautiful people who live here.
No. All the beautiful and 100% natural people.
Yes, yes.
That live in Los Angeles. So what do you think is like the biggest misconception that people have? Like, so anything that, you know, people from other countries or states might think about LA and then you come here and you're like.
People come here wanting to party, which I get because we do have a really big party area downtown in Hollywood.
For sure.
But people don't realize how small it is.
Yeah.
And they come here and everyone's like, let's go to a party. And you're like, I'm not going to go over there. It sounds awful. Do you know what traffic's going to be?
Oh,
and
God.
And picking a club, it's awful.
There it is.
And hilarious. And it's a very different... When's the last time you've been to a club? Or a bar in Hollywood?
Okay, wait, like a bar?
Like, they're mostly like fusion bar clubs things.
Yeah.
When's the last time?
I think the last time I was at like just a bar that I wasn't like eating dinner at a restaurant and had a drink was probably a year ago in Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, everyone who's lived in LA, it's kind of awful. When you go out anywhere in Hollywood, you have to be dressed to the nines or no one's going to respect you.
Can't even talk about it.
It's kind of funny. It's worse than West Hollywood. We'll get to it later on in another segment. But I went to a bar about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Called the Library. No, Hemingway's.
Oh my God, I've heard about it. No,
I've heard about it. I've been dying to go there.
It's kind of similarly themed to Catcher in the Rye, right?
Yes.
Where it's like literary themed.
But more upscale.
Okay, in case you guys are wondering, Norman and I are giant nerds. You have to, we're fancy because we go to bars where they name drinks after books. So what are you bringing?
Audible.com.
Audible.com. Audibletrial.com/cape.
So Hemingway's is a very upscale, super bougie bar in Hollywood.
Amazing.
Super nice, very cool. And me and my friend, we dress up to go bar hopping because we're going to check out these new bars.
Tell me you wore that jacket.
No.
What?
No, I didn't wear that jacket.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, guys. But we go to the bar, and usually we have a bartender. They're like these big, burly guys wearing black. And you're, you're like, get the fuck out of here. And you're like, oh shit, I want a drink. And we go to this bar. This is a skinny guy wearing this blue, like a deep blue suit on a stool, but he looks like a scare. He's like a scarecrow, like just hanging out there. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Ew.
And so we get to the bar and we're like, are you the bartender? Can we go inside? And he just stares at us with dead eyes. And this chick walks out like a broken doll going, what are you doing here? And we're like, it's kind of obvious. I don't understand. You want to go inside? She's like, show him your ID. Like the dead guy in the corner. What do you want us to do? I don't understand. And he like lifts his arm up and we're like, oh, this is disgusting. So we show him our ID. We go inside. And it's awesome. It's a really cool bar. The aesthetics, the music, it's all really cool. It's just everyone on the inside, all the people are douchebags. Not everyone is Hollywood.
Surprise. There's the reality of Los
Angeles.
There's
the reality of Los Angeles. We're like, it looks really pretty, but half of these people are assholes. I don't know what's happening right now.
But what you just described was an adult version of Coraline at Hemingway's. Like, I suddenly was, like, imagining them, like...
like monsters.
Skeletor hanging out at the bar.
Well, seeing how skinny everyone is, yeah.
Well, that's true.
This is very true.
Okay, that is one thing, actually, that I will say is not a discrepancy about LA. Is, like, the majority of this city is, like...
Skinny. Or working on it.
And no one goes out looking a mess.
No. Even if you're, like, you're bigger, you look good.
Right? And I have a habit because... I don't give a shit. if it's the weekend on Sunday and I have to run to Target or use the grocery store or something, like, I'm not going to put makeup on and, like, my nice, like, I'm going to throw on, like, my favorite pair of jeans that has holes everywhere, like a pair of flip-flops and whatever t-shirt I grab out of my closet. And I'm going to throw my hair in a ponytail, brush my teeth, and that's it. And the looks I get, and I live in the suburb, like, the deep valley. Like, I live in suburban... LA and the stank face that people throw at me is
like, how dare you look
just
like that?
How dare you?
Where's your lipstick?
Like that?
Where
and
are
you're
your
like,
heels?
First off, I don't own lipstick.
I have actually never noticed.
I'm by default like at a negative already because I don't own lipstick. I own lip gloss.
There it is.
I would there like maybe to own lipstick. But I feel like that's something I'd acquire for Halloween.
Yeah, I can't see wrinkly. I can see with gloss, but not lipstick.
Yeah, I'm too pale. I'd ghost out.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Anyway, there's another thing too, though. Right, you'd think LA would be really big. I'm segueing into something awkward. Into Halloween because of the industry, right? But it's
parts
not.
Parts of it are.
It's really not.
Parts
like
parts of it are.
Chicago had a parade. And there were parties. It didn't even matter if it was like a Tuesday.
Well, it's because
it
people,
nuts.
And it's kind of a real thing, are afraid of the kids being kidnapped.
That's actually true. And also you have to drive places here.
And there's so many apartment buildings, you just can't. You can't.
So
it doesn't
true.
Make any sense. And like, you're going to get kidnapped.
Last year on Halloween, we had one trick-or-treater, and we didn't have any candy. We're the worst.
Well, screw that kid.
She was like the only girl that came to our door. She's like, trick or treat. And I was hiding behind the bed. My fiance was like, we don't have anything.
You should have slapped that bucket out of her hand.
No, I should have.
Welcome to California, bitch.
We have an apple. That's what we do in California.
And dip it in some fondue.
Some fondue. Like a little, like, you only like, eat one inside. Slice of that. That's your dinner for a week. Welcome to LA.
Lose some weight, little girl, okay?
Lose some weight. Look, you're looking a little pudgy.
It's shady. Like, some lipstick on right now.
Yeah, get it together.
So bars are shady. People are shady. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. skinny.
I also think there's kind of this idea that people have that they think that they're going to see celebrities everywhere. That like it's just littered with celebrities.
It's very, very true.
And they're not, you guys, everywhere. They're not.
No, because people are crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun. We've both seen celebrities like out in the open, like outside.
Like up close and personal.
Yeah, like, oh. But we live in LA, so we know there's a proper way to treat them.
Yeah, like people.
Don't freak out.
Like it's a, like they're people.
And they can see you staring at them. They know.
They can hear you whispering when you're whisper yelling. Is that who I think it is?
It's kind of like watching someone planning to mug you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like seeing someone stake out your house for a robbery in like completely plain sight.
And then no one's going to stop.
And then when they come up, you're like, yeah.
Chance.
And you're like, I just want your autograph.
You're amazing.
Not your whole house.
Touch me.
It's weird.
It's creepy.
Super weird. Here's a weird thing that I noticed about LA that is not like really a discrepancy. We have the most... like the largest amount of car washes in a small radius than anywhere I've ever seen in my life.
And there's always a line.
And right now, I know I'm getting stank eye because my car is a mess, but I'm trying to save water because another thing is we're in a legit drought.
We are.
So I'm not washing it, but there is a car wash on like every second corner in this city. It's insane.
It's hilarious.
It is. But everybody's cars are on point all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Except mine.
Once again, we are judgy in California. We will judge you.
We judge the shit out of you.
And the funny thing is, from that, people, we always have in movies, like, California has traffic. We just have traffic everywhere.
Of course. That's accurate.
No one ever discusses why our transportation system, our subways, and our buses are disgusting.
And might as well not exist.
If I have people come to California saying, I want to get here and go here, I say, take this taxi.
Get an Uber,
get a Lyft. Like, but the train's so cheap. I'm like, don't be stupid. You get in that taxi and you go. It's disgusting.
It's repulsive.
You're going to be molested by a hobo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I've been touched. By a hobo.
Don't talk about it. One time I saw a hobo masturbating on a bus.
I feel like everyone has. The thing is...
like, legitimately.
I see in your eyes that you're like, I'm over it. It's happened so many times now.
It was just like a thing. My friend was visiting me, and we were on the bus, and they pulled over, and then the cops got on, and we were like, what's happening? They were like, you have to leave. And we were like, what? We're on the bus. We're trying to go somewhere. And then we turn around, the hobo's in the back, like, just steady at it. Still going. Everyone's exiting the bus. The cops are coming on. He's just going at it. My friend's like... is this normal? And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I think it's a city reaction.
Yeah.
Like, you just sort of like, whatever. Crazy shit happens to you in the city, you're just like, whatever. It's not inconvenient to me. So I'm going to keep living my life.
It's cool. Whatever.
Like, one time I was sleeping. And I wake up to people like arguing outside my window. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I hear them talking about a drug bust. And one of them got stabbed.
What?
And I'm laying in my bed going, what the fuck? I'm so tired. I hope the cops catch you. I just want to sleep. And you hear the cop cars coming. They're like running out like, we got to go. The fuck, let's get out of here. And I was like, good.
You're like, get out. I need my beauty rest.
What's wrong with you? Get stabbed somewhere else.
I know I've lived in a city too long because I was laying in bed probably like 2 months ago and I heard something that sounded like a gunshot at maybe like midnight. And I literally like got up and I went out to my fiance and I was like, was that, did you hear that? And she was like, what? And I was like, okay, maybe I was imagining it. I heard it again. I got back in bed and I heard it again. And then I was like, whatever. Like, that's my absolute sign. Like, you've lived in a city too long when you think you hear a gunshot and you're like, meh.
The best part is that you're laying down. And you're like, I'm already down. So
I know. And I literally almost did not get up. And then I was like, well... maybe. And then as soon as she was like, what? I immediately regretted getting out of bed. I was like,
oh, you're like, oh, it's fine. No one's dead. If you hear screams, you're like, oh, I have to do something right now.
Yeah, like, oh, I gotta call. I had to call the police 2 months ago. A man was wandering in the middle of the 101 at rush hour traffic. Norman.
Are you serious?
The middle of the 101 at rush hour traffic. So here's the answer to your question. If you think we were talking about, are people in LA like just like focused on themselves? Are they douchey? We can't really tell. I have the answer. This man, not only was he just wandering, he was wandering in the far two left lanes on the westbound 101 at rush hour traffic. I don't know how many people passed him, and I was the first person to report it. I called the police and I was like, hey, there's an elderly man just sort of wandering. And they were like, where? And I had to tell them the whole thing. And they were like, okay, thanks so much for calling. And I was like, no one else.
Even
they were like, no.
Like,
and they're like, okay, bye. And I'm like, all right, well, there's your answer. No one called. An old man is just milling about a five-lane highway. And everyone's like,
I probably would have reacted the same way, going, get the fuck out of my way, old man.
He looks so lost and scared. I felt so bad for him. He didn't even have shoes on. Like, he was wearing, like, hospital slippers. I was like, this man went out for, like, a walk and ended up in the 101.
But he had to cross a lot of lanes, though.
No, that's what I said. Like, and that's what the cop told me on the phone. She was like, is there a broken down car somewhere? I was like, no. And she was like, are you sure? Bitch. I'm the first person to call you. Don't. There is no car literally anywhere. This man is just
wandering.
He's got wanderlust and he's just in the middle of the 101 because that's as far as he can get.
That sounds like a beautiful opening to an indie film.
Right? About a man with Alzheimer's.
We should write that.
We should write that.
Really good. Hey guys, don't steal that idea.
Don't, that's ours. Okay, you know what is the prettiest part of LA? People-wise.
Oh, hands down, yes. It's West Hollywood.
It's West Hollywood, which brings us to our next segment.
Two gays in LA. Well, that's got, all right, guys. I don't think you guys know, but me and Candace are homosexuals.
Which means there's a lot of gay on this show right now. So we're going to tell you about what it's like to be gay in LA.
Oh my God, guys. It's so fabulous.
It's super fabulous. I've been to West Hollywood twice. For those of you who don't know, West Hollywood is the gay
oasis,
Mecca, if you will,
yes,
of LA.
If you are gay and you have not been to West Hollywood, you're going to be judged.
Mm-hmm. I'm being judged because I've only been two times.
I've been like six times. I'm gay and I hate it.
Me too.
This is very weird. I hate West Hollywood.
Me too.
It's pretty. It's clean. Everyone's beautiful.
So beautiful, yes. And there's cute dogs everywhere and delicious restaurants with lots of mimosa brunches.
Fabulous. So stressful.
I can't.
Just to go there.
The parking is a joke. I did, however, wait one time. I maybe have been more than twice. Maybe like five times. I went to Drag Queen Bingo. That was fun.
That's different, though.
Is it? Well, that's true. I wasn't like going to a club. Like, yeah. It was like sitting around and
like going
having
to, like,
a drink.
The heart
and
of West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Because that's a place. If you are not in any way dressed to the nines, you will be shamed.
I got shamed hard Pride weekend this year.
You will be looked at like, you're a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. You're ruining this place. What's wrong with you? Flip-flops, bitch. Get out of here.
I got shamed super hard at Pride this year. We went down to West Hollywood for one of my friend's birthdays. And he had his birthday dinner in West Hollywood Pride weekend.
Don't ever do that again.
Mason, I love you, but it's your life. I wore my favorite pair of jeans, which are Levi's bell bottoms, high top green chucks, and a green t-shirt. And I got judged so hard.
I mean, if it was a silk green t-shirt,
no,
maybe it would
No, it
work.
Was a regular green t-shirt. And every gay boy I passed was like,
Like, no, girl.
And I wanted to be like, I'm a lesbian and it's my weekend too. If I had put on a flannel shirt, they would have deemed it acceptable.
They're like,
but
okay, here's your free pass.
Here's your free pass. You kept your lesbian card. But since you didn't put on the flannel, now you're just confusing.
And like, you need to fix that. You pick a side.
Everyone was puking. There was vomit everywhere. It was a mess.
Once it gets a certain time in West Hollywood, it gets nasty.
Well, it was Pride weekend.
For like an hour.
It was Pride weekend.
That's
also
true.
So, but West Hollywood normally
is beautiful.
Is the classiest
joint
in
LA,
in
guys.
Los Angeles. but I hate it.
But go at your own risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We warned you. There's no lifeguards. Swim at your own risk, guys.
No.
Also, wrap it up. Safety first. is it like a PSA? Like, safety first, you guys.
Hey, guys. Seriously. Put it on.
Put it on.
It's so true.
You're talking to two gays right now that don't leave the valley.
Oh, my God. That's really sad.
Right now, we're out of the valley, and I'm not sure what to do with it. And we did have dinner outside of the valley.
We
though.
Did, which was new for us.
New for us. If we had wine, I would cheers you right now.
Oh, my God. I thought about it. I thought about bringing wine here. I didn't because I'm a fool.
Well, you're 30 now, and I'm about to be, so.
That's, oh, shit. We That's right. We're two gays, 30. So
two
we're,
gays. Two 30
we're technically
gays.
60 in the gay world. We're fucking old as shit. But you're like, you're engaged,
That's
so you're fine.
True. I'm fine. I don't have to be any sort of special.
I'm pushing it.
Like, I feel like in LA, to be a lesbian, you either have to be super femme or super butch or Ruby Rose.
If you're not, you're confusing.
Yeah. So you either get to be like the biggest butch in the world or like Portia de Rossi or Ruby Rose and that's it. And you can't be like Ruby Rose. Like, you have to be Ruby Rose.
Tattoos.
Or one of these
shaved
two.
Head.
Right.
You've got to, like, fit in that box.
Right. So I don't fit in those boxes.
Because if you don't, people try to change you. Like, are you sure?
You're right. Exactly.
Have you tried it? I've got some dick over here.
You don't seem gay. Have you met the right guy yet? You know, thank you for that suggestion.
That's a real thing. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm going to take that into consideration.
Oh, my God. I don't get that. I don't get, hey, have you tried the right vagina?
Have you? How many vaginas have you tried on?
I've tried no vaginas.
Congratulations.
They're like raisins to me. It's
in the
necessary.
Lesbian.
I don't want it.
Don't say that. Vaginas aren't raisins. Raisins are like the turd of the fruit world. Like, you can't just say that about vaginas. Like, what's wrong with you?
But they're so gross.
Whatever. Penises look like radishes, so I don't even care.
But they're so healthy for you.
Gross. I can't even with that. That's just repulsive. Ew. Ew.
I like our definitions of each other's genitalia.
Raisins and radishes. That's the name of your show now, Chris, by the way. Not Chris Avala's podcast appearance.
Raisins
Hello,
and
world.
Radishes.
Welcome to Raisins and Radishes.
With your host, Candace and Norman.
Candace and Norman. Hello.
Oh, I love that title. That's amazing.
I know, isn't it?
Forever.
Let's write something about it.
Yes.
I like suddenly imagine the California raisins from the grapevine.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Just imagine them like dancing. It's like dancing clams.
Horrifying gay children everywhere, like gay little boys. Like, that's why.
That's what it is. They see the California raisins. They're like, I get it now. I get it.
I get now. It. Radishes are delicious. It makes so much sense now. I love it.
I'm just reflecting upon this, and I definitely told my mom we were not going to be vulgar tonight. Sorry.
Are we being vulgar? I mean, I feel like it's true.
Is it vulgar? Or is it just like,
is it vulgar?
We're being honest.
I think it's a very polite way of saying.
Genitalia? Yeah. You're right.
I mean, some people like raisins.
Some people like them.
Mm, do you like raisins?
I love raisins. Obviously. In real life, though, like, I do love raisins. They put raisins on everything.
In both contexts, you're like, yes.
Yes. Raisins. Yes. Do you like radishes?
I do.
It's appropriate because I hate them. Like, I hate them. Anyway.
I like if you like... grate them and
ugh, gross. Stuff. Oh, you like to grate radishes?
Yeah, just like
don't
get
tell
them
any
hands,
future
just
boyfriend.
Like, go at it.
Wow, wow. Okay, so wait a second though, because you just turned 30.
I did.
So I'm not there yet. Close. Give me your wisdom.
My 30-year-old wisdom is that when you get to that magical 30 number. You can look at everyone else in their 20s and say, fuck off, I'm not doing that. And they'll just listen to you. Mm. It's beautiful.
I feel excited about this.
It's great. Beforehand, you're like 29 and like, come on, you're so young. I guess that means all your friends have given up on you.
I will never give up on you. Mostly because we'll be 30 together. We'll be 30 so we can be
together,
like,
no. Like, don't go towards the light. Just stay here.
West Hollywood, no.
Don't go there.
Do you want to go to Pride?
I have never been to Pride.
You have to go.
I have never been to Pride.
You have to go at least once. You'll get really emotional.
I wanted to go to Pride really bad, but then I went to West Hollywood for Halloween.
Okay, well, don't compare the two.
It was so awful. It took us literally 2 hours to find parking, which means we parked. We were trapped. There was no way out. Mm-hmm. Every single bar was packed, so you couldn't go anywhere. And all you could do was watch penises walk by drunkenly and then watch families like their 2-year-olds explore. And you're like, there are penises and vaginas walking around, running into each other like they're having sex. And your child's like, what's that? And you're like, you're a bad parent. What are you doing here?
Meanwhile, they're like, I took a wrong left turn. We're supposed to be in Toluca Lake.
It's like extreme sex ed.
One of my friends went to WeHo for Halloween last year and took pictures. And I was like, no.
What did she have to say that was good about it?
I don't remember.
See, that's the thing. Everyone, if you had a good time, it was Halloween when you're through Halloween, you're wasted.
She was not wasted that I know of. I don't think she was.
And if you had a horrible time, you did not drink enough. So you have to drink to forget.
That's true.
I mean, it looks great because it was Hollywood, but you have to drink to forget.
Whatever, I would take what we did Halloween a couple years ago over that every day.
What did we do?
That party.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
that was
fantastic.
And I was like, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I don't. My ultimate costume I've always wanted to do that I'm dying to do.
That you're going
to
do it this year because you said that.
Hopefully. I want to be a fairy godfather, which is just
amazing kind of runs is anyways. What it is.
But the best part is I want to have a business card. So when people ask me what I am, I'll say, I'm your fairy godfather. I'll have my business card and they'll say, contact info, wish upon a star. I'm dying.
You are such a queen. I love it. We're making that happen this year. We're making it happen this year.
Oh my God. I want to do it so bad.
Do it. We're going to do it. We're doing it.
So gay.
We're doing it.
I have to have the right shoes, the right jacket.
We're doing it. We have 2 months.
It's true.
Okay.
We're going to do this. We're going to come back in a couple of months and have a Halloween episode and discuss our costumes.
Yes, and we'll have pictures.
Yes.
Slideshow. I want to be the Oracle from The NeverEnding Story. Because I had a crush on her. So we're... Bastion!
She had that
thing. What was that? I was like, what are you? I don't know. What is that headpiece?
Like glowing eyes.
Yeah, I was like 10 and I was like... Whoa.
Thing is, when I was a child, when I watched that movie, I just liked her castle. I was like,
well,
I want to be friends.
Really,
I
was
like, love there, bitch.
Do you remember the wolf being really scary? The nothing?
That gave me nightmares for years.
Have you watched it since then?
Yes.
It's like a puppet.
It was half a puppet.
Yeah. I think he's got a quarter of a leg.
I was so pissed off. I'm like, childing was stupid.
God, I love that movie so much.
It's so good.
I can't wait till my nieces are old enough that I can share it with them. It probably won't hold up, but I don't even care.
See, if I had nephews and nieces, I would show them that movie specifically to traumatize them.
It is kind of traumatic,
I would
right?
That uncle be like,
like
did
a
you enjoy
Treyu
yourself?
And Artex.
Oh my God. That goddamn horse.
that's all you can say about it. Like, you can't even say anything else. You're just like,
well, the first 15 minutes is traumatizing with the horse and the giant turtle. You're like, no, I want none of these.
The giant
things.
Turtle is so weird. And then he sneezes him into a tree. You're like, what are you doing? You fucking turtle? Like,
so it's
get
horrifying.
A Claritin.
Adventure.
Fuck.
Horrifying.
Yes. Let's go on an adventure with a giant turtle. It's going to blow you halfway across the world. Kill and then the horse. Rock guy, the guy that's like eating the rocks. Like, what are you doing? Shit. But Falcor.
That's the only reason.
Don't.
I want to ride that. On his back.
Okay.
Oh, that doesn't help either, does it?
I was like.
I want to.
Let's not taint him.
There's no way around it.
Anyway, you know what I'm excited about?
What?
The Goosebumps movie.
I have refused to even watch the trailer.
Why?
I hated Goosebumps.
What?
Not because it was scary, because I thought it was the dumbest show ever.
Did you read the books?
I read some of the books, but Half the time I was like, it's a whole bunch of dumb kids doing stupid things. And then bad shit happens to them.
I can't talk to you
so
about
I couldn't identify with them
this
or
is
the
literally
story.
My whole childhood.
How? I couldn't. I don't understand.
I can't. Okay. All right. We can talk about it then. You're going to say something that's going to upset me because I saw the trailer of the movie and I cried. I was so excited.
Why did you cry?
I was so excited.
Oh.
I've literally read like at least 90% of the Goosebumps books.
Oh my God.
Including the Choose Your Own Adventures. What's wrong with me? Nothing.
There is one Goosebump book I like, though.
What?
It's the worm one.
Go Eat Worms?
Yes.
It's a good one.
Because they went after him?
My sister got me that movie on DVD.
See, there's a movie?
For Christmas, yeah. We'll watch it. We'll drink wine and watch it.
No.
Yes, we watched 12 Years Together. Like, we're watching out. Go Eat Worms.
That's what gay people do, by the way. We watch horrifying films together.
In case anyone doesn't have a gay in their life, and you're wondering, like, hey, what do gays do with other gay friends, it's watch 12 Years a Slave.
Yes. That was a...
three gays. That was three gays sat in a house
evening.
And watched 12 Years a Slave.
No one...
looked at each other. No one looked at each other after that movie was over.
Just got up. I gotta go.
You're just like, I'll take you home now.
And what's worse is, if you're a gay male watching that movie, and... every 30 seconds, you're like, oh, Michael Fassbender. No, stop. Goes from, I'm so sexually turned on right now. He's beating her. What the fuck is happening?
I guess if you're into torture porn, that's okay. Too soon?
I'm... as long as there's no soap. If you...
It's not funny. We did laugh about it for a long time afterwards. First off, Lupita Nyong'o is queen.
She's amazing.
Everything that scene was
insane.
That
award.
But the only way we could deal with all of our feelings is to laugh about the soap.
God damn it.
Because it was a lot.
It was a lot to take in. Horrifying. Well, you guys should all go watch 12 Years tonight.
Everyone go watch 12 Years a Slave.
I wish we had some alcohol, by the way, when you're watching that movie.
We should have drank. That was a mistake.
We should have had some wine, but we didn't move.
We were sober, and that was...
mistake one. Do not be sober.
Not good.
And watch 12 Years a Slave.
It was bad. But you know what? We did watch together. Here's another thing gays do. Enjoy Tom Cruise films together.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just read an article about someone trying to write about... his past films, and he discovered that Tom Cruise in the past 30 years has not had a flop.
Box office wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nothing.
And we were talking about
this. I mean, even his worst movie, like, what's the worst thing?
Like, you can say the Eyes Wide Shut movie, but it was an indie film.
Okay, but no, so people just didn't understand Eyes Wide Shut. There's a difference.
There was too much happening with that movie.
Yeah, there was
but
a lot.
But it technically didn't flop.
No, it didn't. Plus, it's a Kubrick,
he's a genius. But we were talking about how everyone hates Tom Cruise, but he does not do bad films.
No, and somebody judged me about this the other day, and I don't remember who it was. Whoever it is later is going to be like, it was me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, well. But he doesn't. I've literally never watched a Tom Cruise movie that I've walked away and been like...
he has not made a bad movie.
Sucks. I mean, the 4th of July, or Born on the 4th of July. What the fuck is that movie? Something about the 4th of July? Shit, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway, that movie, it wasn't my favorite one, but it wasn't bad.
He picks really good films. And the thing is, you know he's crazy.
Looney Tune.
You know he's crazy.
Looney Tune.
But there's great movies.
There's great movies. I don't care. Just keep making them. Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Not attracted to Tom Cruise, though.
Well, no. No.
Who is?
Katie Holmes was. Nicole Kidman was.
Were they or were they abducted?
Fair point.
Mm, yes. Mm. Think about that, America.
Well,
think about
you
them.
Are going to defend Nicole Kidman to the death.
Oh, obviously. God. She's beautiful. She's perfect.
Oh, God. Here we go.
She's wonderful people.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole fucking Kidman. My dream.
If you were straight.
No, if I was straight,
Ruby, anyway,
I would go after Penelope Cruz.
Really?
Yeah. She's hot. Penelope Cruz.
No. Okay, fine. That's fine.
that's the only girl I can honestly say, like,
no, yeah. You shut your mouth, Charlize.
She's hot, but not my type.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you even? I've seen her in person, and she's even more beautiful. I wouldn't even do
Nicole Kidman, though. We would have tea together and talk about dresses.
You're so gay. You're literally, like, your gay is like you're spewing rainbows at my face.
Oh, my God. I wish I could do that.
Oh,
speaking of,
I just thought of unicorns when I said that.
I'm glad you thought
Yeah.
My physical form brought you to unicorns.
Keep yeah. Going. My niece loves The Last Unicorn. And we've talked about this.
Does she not have nightmares from that movie?
She doesn't. She doesn't have
then
nightmares.
Then your niece is might grow up to be something dangerous one.
She does not have nightmares from The Last Unicorn. But she loves it and she sings the song.
See, that movie gave me nightmares. That fucking witch.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it that much.
The bird ate the witch. Like, she's like, come get me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no.
She's not afraid of it. She's not afraid of it, dude. She's not afraid of it.
Give it time.
She's not afraid of the Never Beast either from Tinkerbell and the Fairy something.
See, you're going off to a whole realm of kids.
I don't watch children movies for 2 weeks. I don't know. But she's not afraid of it. She liked it for a long time. The Last Unicorn was the shit.
Oh, she's going to be a boss then.
Well, she's already a boss.
What movies terrified you as a child? Like, fucking haunted you.
Like, legit haunted me?
Yeah, where you're like, you woke up going, I'm gonna die.
Okay, wait, are we talking about, like...
Like, child movies.
Like, little? Like, when I was, like, yes. What, under 10?
I would say 12 and under.
12 and under?
We were still impressionable.
Gosh.
It isn't wonder what funny how there's certain movies when you're younger, you watch their horror films, don't affect you at all. But something random will just like mess you. I remember my dad, for some reason, took me, my brother, and my sister, I was 10, to a drive-thru when they're having a double showing. And we're like, one of the movies. He's like, I don't know. It was Species. Judge Dredd. Two really fucked up rated R movies. My dad's like, oh, shit.
But you watched them both, didn't you?
Watched them both. And I was fine. But The Last Unicorn fucked me up.
Hey, man. I think The Lion King was really scary for me for a long time.
Really?
Scar really bothered me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. E.T. terrified my sister. Like, to this day, if you mention E.T., she gets the heebs.
I get that because I was really young. I didn't understand what he was. So I didn't pay attention to the movie. I was just like going, what are you?
Because he's like, and you're like, what are you doing?
If I was like a young child and I saw that.
You drink beer.
Right? I would be like, my first thought, I would just scream like rape or like, help. But the kid was like, you're so interesting. Like, you know, you're disgusting.
He's like, here's my Etch-a-Sketch.
Right?
That kid, whatever the hell it was.
Grew up to be a fucked up adult.
True story.
Who listened to some dirty, kinky stuff.
True story.
Fassbender. But what movies like?
I think I literally just had it and then it went away. Oh, Firestarter was very scary for me.
Really?
I'm terrified of fire. I have an unreasonable fear of fire. I have no reason at all to
I'm
be afraid
a
of
list
it.
Of things you're afraid of. So birds and fire. Got it. Keep going.
Birds and fire. Yeah. anything with a bird. Anything with a bird in it was.
So if I said like, bird on fire and hadn't like heard anything towards you.
I'm not really sure if I would like that or hate it. Like, because a bird's on fire. So I'm like, woo, but then it's coming at me. So it's a little like.
That's true.
Dicey.
That's also pretty fucked up. I won't do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm kind of like that.
I don't know what else scared you. Like, I don't really remember too much of like. I was a.
You know, like your fears?
Like a really scaredy cat kid.
You know what fucked me up when I was a kid? I lived in Washington State where there were a lot of trees and bushes everywhere. And I watched Arachnophobia. And we had like black widows and shit. And that spider killed people.
Okay, that's fair.
And parents were like, yeah. And I was like, no.
What?
So I was terrified. I was terrified.
I think that's fair though, right? Like,
right?
I mean, as a kid, like everything's terrifying.
The spider killed a crow. It fell from the sky, survived, went to a house and killed a family. That's fucked up.
Okay,
for a child.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. How old were you? Like what? Like,
oh god,
six, seven maybe?
I don't remember. It was so young. But let's go in the opposite direction. Let's, because everyone always asks me. It's probably happened to you. Like, when did you first understand that you were gay? That you had homosexual thoughts?
Oh,
and you're like, oh god. Then this question again. But what's really funny is I remember being a young child. And my favorite Disney film of all time is, of course, Cinderella, because that's my life.
Obviously.
But I was also obsessed with Beauty and the Beast, and I didn't like that movie very much. And for the longest time as a child, I was like, why am I watching this movie? And I would always rewind the scenes with the guest.
You had a crush on Gaston. That's fine. I had a crush on Pocahontas.
Rewind that shit going, I don't like this song, but I'm going to watch it again.
He's old. Talking about like raping and pillaging Belle. And you're like,
Belle, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Now your Fassbender thing makes more sense. It's all making sense.
See those blonde girls who are like singing about Gaston in the like, background? Yeah. I was like, girls, I get it.
You're like, yeah.
Oh my god, Belle's such a bitch.
I kind of had a crush on her. She liked to read. It's fine. Pocahontas.
Really?
Yeah. There's just like, I don't know. She was like, you know, she's
I
like.
I turned my mic on. That wasn't the cough button.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, what's happening to you?
But Pocahontas, yeah.
She was like, you know, you think the only people who are people. And I was like. Yes. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, girl. I don't know. Like, she was like, I was like, oh, she's really pretty for a cartoon.
But she had those intense looks. Like, she'd always turn like, ah.
Right, and her like, hair was like.
Oh, fuck.
What? And then like, what? I don't know. I don't know. I had a crush on her. And then the Oracle. From Neverending Story.
Those are two different types too. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, we're talking cartoons versus live action. But I mean, like, the Oracle, there was something like her eyes glistened and she had her headpiece on.
You like those
on,
intense like, eyes. You like that
yeah, I
look.
Do. I'm like very...
You want that deep connection.
Why do you think I saw Titanic in the theater four times?
Really?
Yes. I did.
I want
you to do the math on that. That's like 13 hours of my life. In a theater watching a
because
boat
of Kate
sink. Yes. She was naked. I was like 11. Draw me like one of your French girls. Okay. I don't know how to draw. Like, you're going to look like a stick figure, but it's fine.
I like how there's subtle clues for parents. But they're not like in your face. They're like, oh, I'm going to question this. You're like, I want to watch that again. And you're like, okay.
You're suddenly watching. I'm like, did you ever have a friend in school that you were like right around the time that you're starting to realize like,
Yeah.
And you're like, I really need to be friends with that person.
Yes.
Like, but you don't know why. You're like, I got to be friends with that girl. Why? I just do. Like, and then when like 10 years later, you're like, oh.
That's what that feeling was.
Got it.
You're like, let's be friends.
I started you in class for 30 minutes today. You should be my best friend.
You're beautiful. Why did I say that? Sandbox.
I like your clothes on your body. And your backpack. Do you like the Oracle? Such a shit show. That was a mess. Whatever, it's fine.
Oh my god, but it's hilarious.
It is. Being a gay kid is weird.
It is weird.
Like when you don't understand gay, so you're just like...
And no one talks about it, and you're like...
Well, yeah, because when we were younger, there wasn't like this like... You know, now kids are hearing more about it
it's
and stuff.
In your
so there's
face
like,
a lot more,
there's
it
a
is.
There's a thing of like, oh, that's what I might
it's
be.
Disgust.
Or like, there's a safer place to go and talk about it versus like, when we were growing up, it wasn't...
You saw it in the media every once in a while. And people like discuss it and you're like.
Yeah, like when Ellen came out and everyone was like, murder her. And you were like, no.
See. I was like, lesbians, I don't get it.
That's fair. And I was like, I think she's my people.
You're like, what?
But I like to wear girl clothes.
I understand.
I'm confused.
But I didn't come out till I was like late in age, though.
Well, I didn't like officially come out till I was like 22.
Right. Late bloomers.
Late bloomers.
Oh, should we discuss what happens? That that magical stage.
When you
flame out.
Yeah, you flame out real hard.
It's like a volcano of glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or flannel, whichever you're.
Or flannel. Mine was flannel. Mine was flannel and cargo shorts.
It just explodes.
Like oversized cargo shorts. I remember like the year after I came out, my sister looked at a picture of me on Facebook and I was wearing Carrie's, my fiance's, like old cargo shorts that were just enormous. And my sister was like, Candace, we need to talk about those shorts. And I was like, what? I like them. Let me have my identity. And now I look back and I'm like, somebody needed to, you know, that little thing that you put over candles to put them out.
Yes.
Like somebody needed to do that to me.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing?
The flame usually does die down.
Yeah.
But you flame out. When I first came out, I had this star that I bought for Christmas during the Christmas sale.
Oh, God.
And you can like wrap like this middle star that either said naughty or nice onto your gift. And I had turned that shit into a necklace. And it said naughty. And I had like these tight pants and these boots. And there's like this really tight shirt. And I had like this huge fur coat.
Oh my
I
God.
I looked like a pimp slut. Just walking through school going, yeah, this is hot.
You were like, I am West Hollywood. We were like 12.
Do you want some glitter?
No, I'm not gay.
I'm fabulous. Get it
fabulous.
Right.
Don't. I don't know. I mean, I was like in phases because I was like kind of like outed in high school. Like everybody was talking about it, but I wasn't really talking about it. So like my mom told me for a while, like, you're kind of walking like a boy. And I was like, thanks. And she was like, that's okay. And then I like stopped doing that. And then I like stopped dating girls and started dating boys. So then I was like, yay, I'm trying to be a girl. I don't know what's happening. And then I went through a phase when I was in college where I was like, you know, the epitome of college sexual awakenings, where I was like, I'm free and I'm like a hippie in the 2000s. And then when I like officially came out, I flamed out pretty hard. And I was like, let's do all the gay things. And now I'm like, all right.
Then you look back and you're like, oh, mistake. Well, I don't know what. No one stopped me. And you look at your friends going, what? Mm. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, somebody let me cut my hair into a pixie cut when I was like 30 pounds heavier and had braces. Why did none of my friends go like, hey...
Because we burn too bright. They're like, oh, no.
Slow it down. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to tell myself. I was like Sasha Fierce, and they were like, get out of her way. No. Somebody should have been like, whoa. Don't sit in that chair and do that haircut.
There should be like a gay counselor that says, listen, like with sad music, that's what's happening to you right now. Don't do these steps. You're better than this.
Exactly. Or like, come into this room when you need to let it out. I will rain down rainbow streamers and glitter upon you.
Like,
but when you
parade.
Leave this room, wear jeans and a t-shirt and you'll be fine. Jeans that fit you.
Right?
Not oversized.
Except
ones.
I still wear tight jeans.
Well,
you
wore tight ones and I wore like extra big.
Right?
And I was never going to be like a butchy lesbian, ever. But I had to go through that phase where I was like, you, me, anyone know, just so you know.
Right? It's like we have to have a sign saying,
yeah.
Listen.
Like, homo. Like, in case you were wondering. Right now I'm like, people find out and they're like, I didn't know you were gay. And, and I'm like, yes.
You're like, good. I don't have that option. People just know.
Well, you know what?
Except I had one friend who was offended. I had one friend who did not know that was gay. And
that friend failed.
There were like seven gay guys working in one store.
That's a lot of gay.
And there was one guy who my first day I walked in the store, I looked at him and said, that guy's a butt slut. That guy's a butt slut, guys. And everyone's like, oh yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, look at him. He's a butt slut. Look at him. And she comes to me months later going, I thought he was straight, but you're a gay. And I was like, you stupid bitch. I know I'm flaming, but that's fire right there. That's a third degree burn right there. What's wrong with you? How dare you? He like had the rainbow puka shell necklace.
A puka shell necklace. Hold on,
it was like
a second.
Beads or a puka shell. Good, I think he had a puka shell too. It was just like, it was like all. If you looked at him, your brain says, "Okay, back alley, 30 seconds. He's up for it, and he is."
Did he look like a Spencer's gift shop?
In a way,
like the gay section. P.S. Yes. Did you know that Spencer's has sex toys?
Yes.
Okay.
But everyone always finds out on their own. They like going, what's this? Whoa.
We were at the mall this weekend and we walked
into
this.
You didn't
know
that? No. What's wrong with you?
I thought it was all gag gifts and poop jokes, which it basically is. I walked to the back of the store and all of a sudden I'm like.
Those were dildos.
And Carrie's looking at like Wonder Woman something. I don't know. And I'm like, did you? Did you know this? And I'm just staring at it like in all its like, this isn't a mall glory. And she's like, come on, let's leave. And I'm like, just a second. Look at this.
And they have an array of dildos.
Like, it's not just like, it's not like, oh, here's a rabbit and a bullet and like a dental dam, you
it's
know, and like some lingerie.
Colors.
Like, it's like a small corner of a sex shop. I was impressed and also weirded out because it's like right next to poop jokes.
Because you can't be lying behind like a 12-year-old buying like a funny shirt and you're like, cool child, I have a dildo. Right. Get out of the store. I need you to get the hell out of the store right now.
Right, and there's not even like a curtain. Like, you know, no. You know like part like an old, well, not really anymore, but like old movie stores, like that you go rent movies, right? And there'd be like a curtain that like would send you into the adult section, but it was like kind of hidden. There's not even that. You just like, I just stumbled upon it and was like, super glad I don't have like a kid with me who's like, hey, what's that about? And I'm like,
well, Timmy,
it's like a garden.
One day you're going to get these feelings.
One day when you look at Gaston, things are going to be confusing for you and you're going to be covered with hair. Speaking of being covered with hair, if you want to get rid of that hair, guys, Dollar Shave Club. .com. You can go to
helpsupportchrisapollo.com.
Check out Dollar Shave Club. It's a shave club. You pay a dollar. They send you some stuff to shave your face or whatever else you want to shave. If you're in West Hollywood, some other things.
Mm.
You do you.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out.
Shave it all. Don't be a mess.
Clean Don't be a mess. You got a Michael Phelps set if you're going to go to West Hollywood.
By the way, Kate, we were about to discuss this about an upcoming show that Chris Abalo.
Oh my God. Yes, we were.
Is going to do Chris Abalo, you piece of shit.
Which P.S. with our newly named because they're not here. So we trumpet
radishes
and raisins.
Radishes and raisins.
What we're calling it when the four of us
yes.
get together.
Radishes and raisins.
Radishes and raisins.
We are going to discuss our first sexual
Forays.
Yes.
We're talking about it.
Hey, we're going to go there. We're going to get deep. Oh, you see what he did there?
Oh. So make sure you guys tune in for that because it's going to be a super good time.
It's going to be a great time, except for John.
Well, we can't all
it's
be
It's
going to
involve roofies and orange juice.
It will. And probably
he's going to cry.
Stupid dad
like,
joke.
Fuck you, John.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening to this.
What if he's a virgin? What if John came in and was like, I can't talk about
it. Then we'd have to describe to him what sex is like because he's probably been touched too many times to know.
You're right.
Understand.
That took a hard left.
That did take a hard left.
Oh.
John ruins everything. Oh.
There it is.
Oh, it took me a second there.
So make sure you guys tune in for that the next time Radishes and Raisins get together. We'll be talking about our first times and how inevitably weird things all got.
Yes.
But for the time being.
Oh my God, we're going to have so many like a lesbian experience, gay experience, choose straight guy.
What if it's not?
Questionable.
What if one
guy
of them
experience.
Comes out and is like, my first time was with a guy? I'd be like, whoa.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be grossed out. This is John and Chris Abalo.
That's a fair point. Anyway, so make sure you guys join us for that. For the time being, again, make sure you're following the show on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Kate Pod. You can head over to kpod.com. And if you guys could go to the page and support the show, that helps us keep the show on the air and keep you guys laughing and enjoying yourselves listening to us.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yes, enjoy.
I burp halfway through. Enjoy.
That's ramen. Sorry. You can follow me at Twitter at layshark26. And don't follow Norman anywhere because he ain't about your life.
Leave me alone.
Leave him alone.
Yay.
You can also check out, guys, we have an Amazon link on the page as well, capepod.com. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Norman, thank you for hanging out with me.
Thank you
as
for inviting
always.
Me.
As always. And guys, for Chris Abalo, I am Candace Feltz, and this has been yet another experiment.
Bye.
Bye.